Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 4, the Bible. The authoritative source of our theology. Monday, experience. The longer we live, the older we are, the more experience we have. Therefore, in old days, a king was surrounded by men with white hair. They had more experience. They had seen for decades. What may happen if I act like this? What will be the result then? They had already experienced it in their life. And we know a story about the son of Solomon, King Rehoboam, when he was introduced as the new king, all the princes came, the leaders of the tribes, and they wanted the new king to act differently than the father. There had been so heavy taxes on the Israelites that they asked for reducing these high taxes. And the king asked the wise men around him. They said, well, that's a good idea. Too long, high taxes. Reducing would be a good idea. And then the new king talks with his colleagues, those who are his age. And they say, you're the new king, show your strength. Just tell them more higher taxes than before. Stupid. A stupid idea. But the king, he listened to his young colleagues and not to the wise man of experience. And what happened then? A tragedy. 10 of the 12 tribes said, really? Higher taxes? Adios. We will leave the kingdom and form a new kingdom, Israel. And so a division was created. And this division was never, ever healed. Imagine. One decision. One bad decision of a new king with such a result, such a negative result. And even a civil war between the northern and the southern kingdom started. And if not, a prophet had come in and said, oh no, there should be no war between brothers. What would have been the outcome? So, experience can be a big help, but sometimes experience can darken your understanding. You've made a bad experience with someone, therefore you fear to go into this direction. And the Word of God wants to show you what is fine for you, and what is not so fine for you. Because our Lord, he has more experience than all of us. He is old and very, very old. He has the experience of thousands of years and more. And therefore, he knows what's good for us. He has created us. And it's good to listen. We read in the Bible a text here in the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians in chapter 11, where Paul writes, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Our minds can be corrupted. Therefore, we need this word, that our minds are corrected from time to time.